We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Karen, don't you get home from the bar last night? And you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Karen, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hi there, Dr. Kat.
Hey, Ross. We're here to answer all of your sex relationship questions from each of our perspectives.
Yes, we are.
We are.
And you want us to answer your question? Call Dr. Kat on her 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener hotline at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968. 270-1968, and we may answer your question.
That's right. And sometimes we can even call you back and record live, too. So
that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. So give us a call, and we'll see what we can do for a future show.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I would love to give a shout-out to our fabulous sponsors, AdamandEve.com.
Woohoo! Shout-out, Adam and Eve.
Woohoo! They are the number one sex toy purveyors on the internet.
Absolutely.
And part of it has to do with the fact that they're so discreet.
There you go. We love discreet, especially for the holidays.
Yes.
If you've even toyed with buying a toy for yourself or for a partner, for a friend, someone who might need a good little something-something.
That's right.
Go to AdamandEve.com. They have, I think, over 18,000 items online. It's discreetly billed, discreetly packaged, and they'll do everything but insert it for you.
Oh, my God. And if they did that, that would be a whole other...
whole other website.
Oh my God. It would be,
that would be pay-per-view.
They might charge you extra for that. Yeah. But no, yeah, feel free. Go to adamandeve.com right now. And if you enter the code Dr. Kat at checkout, that's DRKAT, you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping when you enter that code. So that means you could even spring for a really high-end item and only have paid 50%, and you don't even have to tell the person you're giving it to, because then they can just assume that you spent a ton of money on it.
There you go. Send them the link. This is retail, baby.
That's right, just so you know. So, David Arquette and Courtney Cox.
It's taps for the Cox Arquette household.
Really, though? Did you just see what she just said?
No. What did she just say?
So the update now.
Okay.
I mean, this is
I know they broke up.
Right. They broke up.
There's dead this... Beth, you know, or sex death. What is it? Lesbian, like, bed death? We were just talking.
Monogamy bed death.
Right. Well, we talked about lesbian bed death, and, you know, one of our points was it's not just lesbians. So
nope.
They were saying they had bed death.
It's true. Yeah. And which we all know that because David Arquette has taken upon himself to go to Howard Stern several times, talk about how bad he and Courtney's sex life was.
Which is exactly what you want your lover to do when things are going wrong. Go on national radio.
Right. And he's also tweeted about it. Like,
okay.
So it's been very out there. And it seems to me for him, this is a part of him processing the breakup.
Right.
But the thing that Courtney just came out and said was that, oh, we're actually not divorcing. This is just a separation. And we haven't decided to get divorced, so don't jump to conclusions just yet.
Okay, maybe she needs to get her cougar on, and, you know, it's kind of...
Well, she is in Cougar Town, right?
I know. Well, and supposedly having an affair with one of her co-stars.
Right.
You know, this is what I read in my tabloids anyway, but...
Our brain candy tabloids.
Exactly. That's interesting that she's saying that. I mean, you know... of course, I take all of that with a grain of salt because a lot of the Hollywood couples say, oh, no, we're working things out, until it's like, oh, no, they were divorced yesterday.
Well, and that's true. That's usually a huge red flag. If you feel like you have to go to the media and justify your relationship, it means it's probably on the way out.
Yeah.
You know, as
right.
a typical rule.
So, I mean, so what are you feeling that he went on Howard Stern and was talking about, you know...
the lack of sex life.
The lack of sex life.
Okay, they've been
and
together...
And then he wandered.
Right, yeah, exactly. Post, apparently, here's the thing. They separated apparently months and months ago.
Yes.
And since then, he's been going out there and he's been playing the field a little bit. He was very specific about some of his trysts, you know, some waitress, you know, he's bedded a few times. times. Yes. I think she's actually had her day in the sun, too, stating what it was like to have sex with David Arquette.
Day in the sun. I've already seen the pictures of her in her tube top or whatever. It's so awful. Anyway. Yeah.
It's like, David.
Who
you
is
know,
this hoochie that
sometimes you
got
to slum it before you, you know, I don't
right.
know. But, and then interestingly, Courtney Cox also just came out and said, and I find this fascinating about their relationship, that number one, we're not necessarily getting divorced. We're separating, trying to work things out, which I get. I mean, you've got 11 years, you've got a child.
Right.
On the up and up, absolutely, you want to try a trial separation, see if you can work things out. I mean, it may be off or not, but at least you try.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling they're still in therapy together because they've also talked
they
about being
be.
In therapy off and on all these years.
Right.
But also she had said, yeah, you know, David's a kook. Those are her actual words. She said, David's a kook, and he's an entertainer. And therefore, he's been going on Howard Stern and tweeting about it because, you know, that's just who he is, and people love him for it.
Oh, my God.
And
now she's
going to
go bake bread and light a candle at Mamie Eisenhower's grave, setting women back 50 years.
Oh, my God. I just thought that was really, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then, you know, and you were talking about the Cougar Town thing. I saw something else, too, that referred to, like, Jennifer Aniston's loving it now, right? Because she and, you know, Courtney's available now, and Laura Dern, who is another one of their very good friends, also available.
Oh, they're getting their own Sex in the City on.
Right.
There you go.
It's like a cougar in the city or something.
Right, exactly. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is in David Arquette's the breakup release or whatever, saying after he had sex with the waitress, he cried.
Oh, that's
Which,
right.
Is that supposed to make it all okay?
I
don't know. You know,
it's hard to feel out like what's really genuine because I get
he's an actor and an entertainer after
I
all.
I know. Oh my God. And if Courtney's okay with it, well, God, we should be too.
There you go. Right.
So we'll have to see what happens. I'm just waiting for his accidental sex tape with whatever random waitress he's going to
exactly
or the love child
or maybe he'll have the accidental sex tape with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, hey, that. There's a couple.
There you go. They can slap each other around.
Oh, my God. And I think David might like that.
Yeah. Well, in gay parlance, we call that wrestling.
Wrestling. All right. That's always how it happens, right? Brokeback Mountain. It's a little bit of the wrestling.
There
and then, oh, oops. My penis actually accidentally ended up in
Slipped
Uranus.
It in.
Oops.
And I like it.
I like it. You have questions and we have answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. Our first question today.
Okay, well, Christian struggles with wearing women's underwear. Christian says, I can't help but want to wear my girlfriend's underwear when she isn't around. I've always loved the look and feel of lacy undergarments. It gives me a real thrill. I've had girlfriends before, but never told them. I think this girl could be the one. So I've tried to stop, but just can't deny how good they feel. I don't want to lose my girl. Ugh. Is there some way you can help me stop?
The first time I saw this question, I thought it was more like a news article where it says, Christians struggle with wearing women's underwear.
Like Mormons and their special undergarment.
That's right. Oh
right. The Christians are lacy. The Jewish people have the little hair cloth.
They do.
Right. And
they
the Mormons
do.
have the
I think they're linen.
There you go.
Linen. They're much more functional.
Now we know Christians have lacy undergarments.
There we go. I know we're probably going to get a few emails about that. Oops, mm-hmm. Sorry.
I was an altar boy, and I never had lacy undergarments, so I think I missed that day at school.
I was going to say, I think the Catholics actually, don't they get the bed of nails instead of the...
Right. It's flogging.
And I can say that only because I was raised Catholic.
Red wine.
Right. Anyway, the actual answer here. Hello.
Okay. So how can we help him stop?
That
And should he?
Right. That is the whole point. Christian, the second you try and stop this behavior, obviously this is something that you're imprinted with, you know, fetishes, quote unquote. Obviously, this it sounds like a fetish. I mean, I don't know if this is the only way he gets off, but it definitely sounds like it's a major, you know, driver
right.
For his sexual arousal. So, which isn't a negative thing. That's the whole thing. People assume fetishes are bad things, but they aren't the majority
right.
of the time.
And it doesn't necessarily, I think a lot of people would literally, you know, immediately jump to he's gay.
Right.
He's
got
to be gay or he's latently homosexual. It's like, maybe he just likes the feel of lacy underwear.
It's a totally separate dynamic.
It's a turn on.
Absolutely. It may have to do with again, the look and feel, the smell of it. Most of us early on get imprinted with things that sexually arouse us when we're children.
Right.
And we reinforce it then through whatever behaviors. And it sounds like that's what's happened for him. I'm sure he is absolutely heterosexual. I mean, that's what it sounds like. He's not concerned
about
that.
Girlfriends.
Right. And he shouldn't be concerned about that at all.
Right.
But just for the listeners out there that, you know, however, the women's underwear, even if, you know, he's wearing them, and even if he were to, you know, want to wear women's clothing, doesn't necessarily mean he's gay. It's a totally separate dynamic. So,
okay,
it is.
All right.
I mean, Grant, we know the drag queens out there, you know, those tend to be gay men.
You kind of cross the line a little bit for me. I mean, I guess I just don't quite understand that. I can sort of get the frilly underwear thing, but like the full on, like, I'm going to dress as a woman, but I'm not gay and don't want to be seen as a woman. I don't quite understand.
Right, but think of it in the opposite side of that, is that those gay men, they don't necessarily want to be women.
Right.
Not all of them, right?
Okay.
Some of them just enjoy, you know, playing with the femininity and the female gender role.
Well, that's
that they're
true.
Still gay men, and they're still attracted to men.
Right.
Right? So a lot like that, when it comes down to women's underwear and heterosexual men wearing women's underwear or even wearing women's clothing, that's a separate issue from their actual orientation of who they're attracted to.
Okay. So a couple of outstanding questions too, which we don't quite know, is like, does he wear his girlfriend's underwear?
Right.
Because if I knew that, well, you know, these are my girlfriend's underwear, then I was like, okay, not only is it sexy and it's a turn on, but it might feel, you know,
different justification.
Yeah.
For you.
Let him, you know, feel closer. So the other thing is, does he have to tell her? I mean,
I think if he wants to be in a long-term relationship with her, he'll have to tell her.
Right. I that's kind of where I'm leaning to, too, only because at some point, it doesn't sound like he's ever been caught.
Right.
So what do you do when it's like, you know, oh, honey, I forgot the newspaper. Honey?
And
are those my undies?
And oftentimes those guys want to get caught because they can't maintain the deceit
and
around
then spanked.
It. Well, maybe. That would be kind of a bonus.
There you go.
Oh, you're such a bad boy for wearing my underwear. But, I mean, that's the thing, too. I don't want to take his taboo away, right? Because taboos can totally work for people, and I don't want to make it sound like he has to tell her. But I just think in the longer scheme of things, if he wants to have a long, like if she's the one and he wants to have a long-term relationship with her, that it would make sense to come clean, you know what I mean, quote unquote.
Okay.
So, and whether that's, you know, him sitting her down and just talking about it, whether it's maybe starting to, you know, keep her, maybe take her underwear off of her during sex play and start playing with it between the two of them.
Right.
Because the relationships I've seen that have been successful with men who have this kind of proclivity are the ones where they actually integrate it into the sex play of the relationship.
So it's not just a dirty little secret.
Right.
They're actually incorporating it in the bedroom.
Right. So Christian, you can either continue the taboo and take your chances and maybe get caught, or if you think she's the one, find a way to start integrating it and see if you can kind of garner her interest and understanding in it as well.
So back to his question, he's saying, is there some way that we can help him stop? And the answer is he doesn't really have to.
No.
You know, Christian, you don't really have to stop.
In fact, I would say absolutely don't even go there, because the second you try and stop, that means there's something to be ashamed about.
Right.
And there's nothing to be ashamed about with it. This is just a part of his sexuality.
Right. And, you know, like the ex-gays, you know, whatever, the cock is going to be in your mouth in another 3 to 5 months, and those panties will be back on. So.
And don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it and move forward. Okay, we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Our next question, Yolanda asks, I want to get out there and date more. My friends are convinced that internet dating is the answer, but I have no idea where to start with my profile. Do you have any tips?
Hopefully you have a computer.
Computers help.
Right.
Internet connection. Sounds
also
good.
Yeah, exactly. So, Yolanda, you know, where do you begin? I mean, there's gay.com if you're a lesbian. There's match.com if you're straight or gay.
Right.
Google, right? Mm-hmm. I think most answers in life can be solved by Google. So if you just Google...
It is the oracle.
Internet dating, you will be able to spend an entire evening sifting through pages and pages of websites. The important thing is you probably want to go with something a little better known, you know, a little more well-known so that it's, you know, on the up and up and that it's accredited, as it were.
Right.
That any information that you provide will be, you know, safe and, you know, not hacked into or used for scamming or phishing purposes.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's a really good place to start. In fact, I've been thinking of writing an article about this because I get a lot of questions about specifically developing profiles for internet dating.
Okay.
And I think once she's found a good site, like you said, the whole key to like fashioning a profile that works is number one, that the first tip I can give you is make sure that you're not trying to be someone you're not.
There you go.
Everyone's tempted.
Yes.
Whether it's the extra 10 pounds that you want to shave off or the extra 2 inches in height or the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just don't do it.
Or be the person that you want to be.
Right.
That you're not.
Right.
Long walks in the rain. Yeah. You know.
Right.
It's probably, yeah.
It's true. And a lot of people want to get, for instance, really long and esoteric in their profiles. And I would say, too, you know, be who you are, but also be sure you don't give too much information away too early.
Okay.
Because the privacy settings, I think, are really important that you want to look at on your profile. But also, I found some people, they just don't know when to stop writing their profile.
Gotcha.
And so, right. You know, suddenly we know.
When I was in seventh grade and I killed my puppy by accident.
Right.
Oh, I mean.
You know, what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, your bowel movements. We really don't need to know
right.
That sort of thing.
Like some of my Facebook friends. Stop it already.
All right. Just control yourself a little. Yeah, the Twitter stuff too. Oh, my gosh. But I'd say just exercise a little bit of judgment with that too, because
right.
You don't want to give away all the information too early. The other thing is that definitely spend some time when you get interest, because people are going to poke you or, you know,
wink
or send you messages. Spend some time really looking at their profile and trying to figure out if you've got enough in common
right.
with them.
Suspect every ad that doesn't have a picture.
Oh, my God. Actually, a couple times when I've been single and I did the internet dating thing, I would never even look at somebody's profile that didn't have a picture.
Right.
On the flip side of that, I would also veer away from profiles that had like 40 pictures of every part of the guy's body. That just screams narcissism.
Right.
And I wasn't looking for
right.
that.
Well, and that, you know, you can overwrite your bio as much as you can overpicture your
oh my God.
Your bio.
It's true. You know, I don't need to see you in every potential, like, you know, body stance
right.
or also the other no-no with the profile pictures. If you're in a picture with somebody and they've got their arm around you, do not cut them out of the picture. Take a new frickin' picture.
Exactly. It's like, who is that person?
And that just looks like you're cheating, because right. why can't you get rid of the arm of whoever?
It's like Mommy Dearest when she cut the boyfriend out of all the pictures, right? She just makes them disappear.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. And also, I would say also suspect black and white photos.
Oh.
Who posts black and white photos anymore?
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the artsiness of the black and white?
No, I don't know. A lot of them, it's like, did you copy that from like some old magazine? Or I don't know.
God, that's funny. I didn't even think about that. That's true.
I don't know.
And the one other thing I would say, spend some time, if you're more of an email person, doing emails back and forth for several weeks. If you're more of a phone person, get on the phone with them. And then if you sometimes there are two different ways to play this. I've seen people who stay on email and phone contact too long
right.
before they actually meet the person, and they realize they get in physical, you know, that they get the person there, physical, live, and in person, and there's no chemistry, and they've just wasted like 2 months or five
right.
months out of their time.
Right.
So I say there's a happy medium. Spend enough time to feel like, okay, I could have a cup of coffee with
right.
this person.
Always public.
Always public.
Right. Always not
a
neutral
full
zone.
Neutral zone, yes. And I would never even give – like, don't give your last name even until you're well aware.
Right. No phone numbers.
No,
I think. Yeah.
Even personal email addresses. Like, come up with a different email address from the one that, you know, your personal one that you use all the time.
Right.
Or keep all of your IMing and email, like, on Match.com or Nerve or whatever.
There you go.
Just to be safe. And get in this person's presence at one point or another. Like, don't wait too long. Like, set up a coffee date. You'd never need to share a full meal. That
right.
first time,
exactly.
Never. Don't do it.
Right, exactly. And worse, also, if it's you know, really sort of risky, you know, if you're meeting at 3 o'clock, have a friend call you at 3:20, because there's my oh, I gotta go.
Right,
there's my out.
The other thing is that I really think the internet dating thing teaches you a lot about who you want. By writing your profile and by saying what you're looking for, I think it's actually a really great exercise for people who are looking for partners.
Yep.
If you're really clear that you want to just go out and have casual sex with people, then say that.
Right.
And you're going to get people who are interested in the same type of relationship that you are. And then if it's not working, it really forces people to communicate about their boundaries. Say, you know, if after that first coffee date and the other person's like, let's go out again, say, you know what? Just not working for me.
Yep.
You've got to learn, you know, to be able to advocate for yourself and to go out there and not, you know, just agree to whoever, you know.
Get what you want, right, because there's also that pitfall where, well, they like me, so I should like them, because someone does like me, then I should like you back.
Right, and so it's a really good exercise to avoid that and really, you know, it can be a self-esteem builder, too. So good luck out there,
Yolanda.
You have questions, we have answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
Okay, Mitch writes in that he wants to know about period sex. Oh, God. My girlfriend has really long periods, and I don't see why we can't have sex while she is bleeding. Is there some reason we shouldn't? Blood is not sexy.
For you.
Okay. Yes, this is my opinion.
Right.
Okay, here I am on the show. Blood is not sexy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have to be dirty or she should be ashamed or, you know, part of it is he wants it, she doesn't, you know. It's just like, you know, if I had some raging hemorrhoid and some guy wants to lick my butt, I'd be like, you know, we might want to wait a little bit.
Well, and there are
not
some...
that I have hemorrhoids, ever.
Never, you're hemorrhoid free. But there are some safety reasons, okay? I'm assuming, Mitch, you're in a long-term relationship with this girl.
Monogamous.
You might be fluid bonded, so to speak.
There you go.
And monogamous, because otherwise, you know, being exposed directly to blood.
To blood. That's, one of the riskiest.
Know? Yes.
There's not only the HIV stuff, but there's the hepatitis.
No, take your pick.
Yeah,
totally. So you want to be really careful with that. And one of the ways to deal with that is just to wear a condom. Regardless.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, that cuts down on, you know, the blood exposure directly to the penis. It really depends. Here's what very few people realize about period sex.
Okay.
Very few women in particular.
Tell me.
That women, because of the hormones, most women tend to have increased arousal when they're on their period.
Okay.
And tend to be more orgasmic.
Okay.
And tend to have more intense orgasms.
Okay.
When they're on their periods.
But the interesting thing here is that she doesn't want to have it.
Well, I think here's what I'm wondering about this question is that I don't even, it doesn't, it's not
oh,
clear
she,
to me that
yeah,
they've
she
had
doesn't...
a discussion. A lot of women assume men don't want to be with me while I'm on my period.
Right.
So they just close down. They're like closing up shop, putting the sweatpants on. It's done. It's over. We're not having sex for the next 3 to 9 days.
Right. I take that back. You know, I'm rereading the question. She doesn't say that she doesn't want it. He's just saying that. She has really long periods, and he doesn't see why he can't have sex while she's bleeding, although it does imply that she's not wanting to have sex until she's done.
And she may not. And I'm saying that she may not want to because she's assuming, based on past experiences, that maybe, you know, Mitch doesn't want to have sex. So, again, the whole point is for the two of them to talk about it, right? Mitch,
yes.
The next time she's on her period.
Okay.
You know, go to your girlfriend and maybe start with a little foreplay. And more than likely, she's probably going to, you know, tense up a little bit and say, no, we shouldn't. And this is then your opportunity to say, no, I'm really open to this. I'd really like to. In fact, I've heard
I don't find it gross. I don't find it dirty. I don't find you unattractive.
I'm just, you know, it may even arouse him more, you know.
Start slow.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, it doesn't have to be penetrative sex either, right?
Very true.
I mean, he could manually stimulate her. They could use a sex toy.
Hey, and there's always the back door.
Exactly. There's always the rear entrance. Hello.
Knock.
So there you go, Mitch. Give it a shot. Pose the question the next time when she start. I would say get things rolling with her first. Get her arousal a little peaked, you know, with a lot of kissing and caressing. Yes. And then...
But also, the caution with, you know, we're assuming that it's a long-term monogamous relationship because blood is very dangerous. So I wouldn't try this with just anyone.
Right. The one night stand, probably not a good idea. Good luck, Mitch. Okay. I want to thank everyone for joining us today on Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. And take this opportunity to go visit adamandeve.com right now. There are fabulous sponsors, and we would love for you to go to adamandeve.com and use the special discount code that they've given
and
us.
And every dollar you spend does not go into our pocket, but it does help to keep our show on the air.
Absolutely.
It shows that people are listening and they're supporting us by supporting Adam and Eve, who then support us.
We would love that. And by the way, I would love to thank all of you out there for, especially in this last week or so, we've gotten a lot of interest on Twitter and Facebook and people friending and following us. And
Bring it on.
Yeah. So thank you, fans of the show.
It's the social network.
It is. And if you want to be a part of our sex chat community, visit us at our website at drkat.com. That's drkat.com. I put up some new YouTube videos of Ross and I answering some questions.
Yes, you can see us live and in person-ish.
You can. And again, go to Twitter and you can follow my tweets at drkatsexchat. That's drkat sex chat. Or friend us on Facebook at Dr. Kat Van Kirk, VAN, capital KIRK. Or I just set up a group, Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.
Yes.
And if you haven't subscribed, please do. And if you haven't left a review, please do. We would, good, bad, or indifferent, we would love to hear what you guys think.
Yes. Everyone has an opinion, just like we do.
Thanks a bunch. We'll see you soon.
Aloha.
Toodles.
Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.